Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back. This show is sponsored by reclaimingtherepublic.org as well as republicreview.org. So we've got a lot of content. I wanted to get back into this disruption-project.org. Do I have that right? Yep, disruptionproject.org. Have you gone there? I hope you do, because I hope you start actually becoming smarter and smarter in one, recognizing the enemy and recognizing what the enemy is doing. This is still the only show. And as a matter of fact, something I haven't said in a long time, as I look at DC, as I look at all the apparatus of government and the corporate government that is in every aspect of our lives today, I see no sign that government is doing any downscaling of all or any of its unconstitutional powers. So with that means that if they're not going to do it, we're going to have to do it. We have to actually do what nobody else is willing to do, and that's to address all the unconstitutional government and get rid of it. And Republic Review is the process of doing that. And so, as you know, this show is the only academic evidence-based show on the air that gives you these academic-based solutions. Now, to be honest, I may have the copyrights on the intellectual property, but that's not for financial purposes. I'm not making any money here. Any money that I have ever made from the sales of my book, any money that I have brought in, goes right back out to pay for this type of stuff. So with that, I just want you to completely understand that what we're doing is what I think any good, well, maybe not any good, because most people, it's not that they're bad, that they're trying to make money. You know, I can't fault anybody for trying to put, you know, food on the table, and everybody needs a roof over their head. So I understand that, you know, people need to have money, and I'm very thankful that the Lord has blessed my wife and I to be in a position where we can actually do this very thing. It's truly a service. As Douglas V. Gibbs referred to it a long time ago, he considers it a ministry. Yeah, well, this is not a ministry for me to get rich or make money. And as a matter of fact, there's plenty of things that need to be done once we get Republic Review going that I need to break off and go do. So with that, I just want you to know, and I want you to understand that we want to appreciate you. And actually, I'll say this. Thank you very much for improving the listenership, because we actually saw a bump. So every time I beg and every time I plead, I basically, you know, get what I would say, some impact. In other words, I know that you're actually helping, and I know that those people that listen to the show that are helping grow this show are really involved. If you're new to this show, challenge yourself. Challenge your understanding of what we're calling Republic Review. Go in and look at this. Again, as I was saying, I have the intellectual property on this, but the real concept was actually thought of way back when Thomas Jefferson was writing his book, The Notes on the State of Virginia, where he actually said that the people and or the sovereigns, and in this case, the sovereigns are the states, and we, the people of the states, need to get our states doing this. But the sovereigns have the power and responsibility in holding government accountable so that they are actually staying within the boundaries of the powers that we gave them and only those powers that we have delegated them. So anyway, want to thank you for helping in, you know, boost our listenership. I don't get any money because, as you can tell, none of the ads that we run are sponsorships, and we're going to be adding a new one. I'll give you more information regarding this organization, We're actually just helping good patriot organizations that are actually throwing their money in supporting causes and so forth. And as you know, AdLocal is just helping us by helping us do videos and so forth. And so we're reciprocating because, again, if you have an organization and you have needs for email, SSL certificates, and the things that AdLocal is providing, please go to them. Their costs are more competitive than you'll find anywhere else because you get what you pay for, right? You know, I remember when I was in speaker sales and I sold a speaker that competed with a highly advertised speaker called Bose. You've probably heard of them. And people come in and they start looking at the differences and go, wow, I mean, this is real wood. This is, you know, real wood finish. It's, you know, look at those binding posts. I mean, look at the money that goes into this product in contrast to what other products are out there. You know, whether Bose, Sony, or any of these products, people go, well, wow, that's pretty expensive compared to, you know, I see the quality and the expense going into the product. And they go, how come these other companies don't do this? And I go, it's because they have to pay money for advertising. And so for them to be competitive, they have to cut their costs because they've chosen to pay and make their sales via advertising. The product that I represented spoke for itself. And so you have to understand that when you're selling something like a speaker, there's nothing more subjective than your listening preference. I'm using air quotes here, because how you like to hear music is different than how somebody else would like to hear music. And so anyway, the whole point is that it costs money to advertise, and I understand that. But when you've got a great organization that is actually trying to be competitive and trying to actually provide some services, and I want to tell you, going down this path and this relationship with AdLocal, we actually understand a lot of the problems that we're all facing as conservatives. I mean, we're hoping that someday there's going to be a real solution to you having to use and or having to pay through the teeth for a company to spy on you, such as Microsoft, such as Apple, and such as Google. You know, those systems out there that have operating systems that have all sorts of little applications and other things that spy on you, you know, whether you like it or not, you're opening the door for corporations to know anything and everything about you. Well, we believe that that shouldn't be the only choice. And I'm hoping in working with AdLocal that we'll be able to introduce to you a product that will actually, most people, I'm getting excited here, but most people, when they have a computer, they 9 times out of 10 have to replace their computer because the OS won't run on their old computer, or that OS is so bloated it slows their old computer down. Now, I will tell you that if you understand Linux and you understand, you know, how it operates, it doesn't have a lot of overhead. And it can be installed on probably your old computer, and it would probably work, and you'd be probably very satisfied with a Linux system. The only problem is it's just new to you, and you should actually, and this is where we want to go. We want to actually start providing people an opportunity, instead of buying a new computer and paying that $100, $200 some odd license for Microsoft, and or paying a subscription for your license with Microsoft and or all these other different solutions out there. What we believe and what we want is to actually convince you is that you get the, you know, you can actually use your old computer and migrate it to Linux. Now people go, oh, what are we going to do about our applications and all this? There are emulators that will allow you to maintain all of your applications and function on Linux without having to go and pay money for a company to have better hooks and spying on you. Why are you doing them this service? They're doing a disservice to you. They don't deserve your money. And I truly believe that patriots, and as a matter of fact, Ben Carr, the president of Ad Local, he believes the same thing. He believes that patriots are just tired of being spied on. We're subsidizing this whole globalization and this movement of communism in America. We've got to stop this. So anyway, as you can see, I get excited when I'm working with actually good conservative companies and good conservative people. And so I've just given you a heads up. We're going to be actually doing some spots for a security group, and they're actually looking there. I will just say that I believe that they are a nonprofit-based organization because they believe people need to be protected, especially in today's world. And I think what these guys are doing is awesome, because if you have to have something, if you've got an organization that needs to do something, but you're just afraid of the thugs coming up and trying to counter you and actually intimidate and cause harm, these guys can actually provide you a level of armed security and so forth. And so we'll be getting into them and what they're providing as a service as well. But that'll be coming down in the next couple of weeks, because I've got so much on my plate moving into the election and afterwards, because we've got a speaking engagement coming up. So you will be hearing this new spot. And what we'll try to do is we'll actually try to bring in these people that are working within this security system, as well as I'm hoping to get Ben Carr from Ad Local on, so that we can have a conversation with you in between now and the end of the year, so you can hear, you know, where these guys' hearts are and how they truly are doing everything they can to fight for liberty. With that, we've got a promo. When we come back, we're diving straight into some marketing for you and back into the disruptionproject.org. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL. Or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the republic review model, on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue.
Okay, so we've got a lot more content regarding the disruptionproject.org. But what we want to do is kind of cover some interesting things, because, you know, things are happening and things are actually moving forward regarding some things, such as Deshaun, I want to say Bourgier, who is 30 years old, and he is the former Postal Service man who was charged. Well, he's now actually being charged with the delay or destruction of mail, according to U.S. Attorney Russell Coleman. Especially in these times, quote, this is Mr. Coleman stating, quote, especially in these times, Americans depend on the reliability and integrity of those that deliver the U.S. mail. This is the guy that actually dumped absentee mail ballots in Kentucky, and so they're actually charging him, and this is the first of many, because they've actually found a few different employees that have, and I don't know how many, but I do know that there's been a few cases where they're finding mail, postal service workers who are actually dumping and throwing away mail. Another thing that is really interesting, because you know what happened in the beheading in France because of these cartoons regarding Mohammedan. Now, I don't necessarily like, you know, people making fun of, you know, my savior. I don't believe it's an appropriate thing to, you know, poke fun at somebody's faith or religion. But I do have a problem when somebody's faith or religion takes a, you know, a, such a totalitarian perspective or such a harmful position as the Mohammedans have regarding these caricatures. I do believe that, you know, people have to answer for whatever sins that they do, but to call for and to behead and actually to go to this length of suppressing freedom of speech and expression, it only shows and it discloses the intolerance and the totalitarian perspectives of the Mohammedans or Islam. They are not necessarily, and nor has there, I don't see any evidence where it's the religion of peace. I mean, come on, put up or shut up, right? But here's the better question. This is Bangladesh that is doing these thousands of people that are going out and protesting. Apparently, there's thousands of people that are unemployed because they don't have anything better to do but protest. And that's the case in lots of these countries. But again, to the better question, what was the former religion before Islam took over? Because that sure is not the, you know, the center or Mecca for Islam. As a matter of fact, the truth be told, Bangladesh used to be a Buddhist faith, and it was the people there were Buddhists. So how is it that all of a sudden these nations such as Iran, most people think Iran's original religion was Islam, or at least until Muhammad came along, right? That, you know, they were already the followers of Christ and the, who was it? The Ishmael, you know, the descendants of Ishmael were in Iran. No. Those were the Persians, and the Persian faith was Zoroastrian. So ask yourself, how is it that this faith has taken over so many different countries? Is it because these countries have just chose to become Islamic or Mohammedans? No. These countries have been converted because of warfare and force. Just want to point that out. It's not a liberty, or I should say, it's not a religion or philosophy or doctrine of liberty at all. So when you see these types of things happening, you have to understand that these people have been indoctrinated into an intolerant, totalitarian type of theology. Anyway, the last thing, because actually we know that Amy Barrett was actually, Judge Amy Barrett now, was actually, you know, confirmed as a part of the Supreme Court. So here's the thing. Now we're seeing, you know, some calls and references to stacking the court, and AOC has come right out and has actually called for stacking the court. And there's been people that are calling and pushing upon Biden to induce term limits. You have to understand, any of these types of things would really require a constitutional amendment. Other than Congress being able to change the makeup and composition, like I said, I think the greatest thing, and there is merit, if Trump gets reelected, there is merit that he creates these regional courts instead of district courts, so that there's a buffer between the regional court, or I should say the district courts, and the Supreme Court, and that the Supreme Court should only hear cases that are within the enumerated powers of the Constitution. They shouldn't be making any rulings in pushing agendas. And so if Trump's smart, and if he act, well, so I believe he's going to win by the actual ballots cast that are legitimate. But I'm here to tell you that because the Democratic machine is so effective in stealing elections and or in basically, you know, stuffing the ballot box to tilt their way, there is a good likelihood, just like in 2012, where they were capable, they successfully got, what, as I said yesterday, I think it's like 16 million, if not more, votes into the system to help carry Obama into his win. In other words, it's kind of like Clinton. Clinton was never really a dominant mandate. His first election, he won with 39% of the vote. The reason that they had to have a conservative challenger to keep Clinton in office is because at that point in time, Clinton hadn't put into place enough of the processes to allow those votes to be stolen. And so what we saw with the 2000 election was a much closer case where they didn't need to have a conservative to run against George W. Bush, who really wasn't a conservative anyway. But the whole point was they understood that they needed to have full control over the outcome of the election to ensure that the right person would be able to get into office and move the agenda forward. When you look at why Bush Sr. didn't win and why Clinton did and what ended up happening, why is it that Bush Sr., I ask people this all the time, why is it that Bush Sr. did not campaign, did not travel around, he got on the train and went through a few states, but go look at his campaign. He was really resting on his laurels. He did very little to try to sustain his reelection. And he even had to face, you know, Ross Perot, which was, you know, a watering down of the conservative side. They did everything they could. The reason why, and he understood this, and this is one of the reasons why Bill Clinton was more of a son to George W. Bush than, or I should say more of a son to George Herschel Walker Bush than W, because he was able to move the globalist agenda of NAFTA and those other critical things. Why? Because at that point in time, the Democrats had had Congress. They had a hold on it. And they were able to ramrod through NAFTA and a lot of the other globalist agenda stuff. I mean, look what Clinton did with Europe. He deployed troops into Bosnia and into Kosovo and so forth. Why were we doing that? So that the Mohammedans could secure the control of certain states in Eastern Europe. It boggles my mind as to why people can become so evil that they're actually working to destroy our Constitution and our way of life, all for this betterment of supposedly this global government, this new world order. And Bush, Herschel Walker, or Senior, was a huge advocate for the new world order. I mean, he spoke several times as a post-president in, you know, the Thousand Points of Light and how we need to do this. But anyway, I digress. What we want to do is we want to get back into this disruption project and the strong foothold that communism has in America. Now, as you know, we've got this this page that on the disruptionproject.org, the homepage that actually sends you to the disputed mass mobilization guide and or how to basically commit a coup in the United States. So yesterday we were talking about Election Day and what to do and how they want to make sure the narrative is really well understood so that on election day, they are out there at the polling places and they're out there where the ballots are coming in and demanding that every vote counts. Doesn't matter if it's questionable, it needs to count. There's no such thing as provisional ballots in their perspective. And I think about the days of when George Washington was elected. And I find it interesting that back in those days, the county sheriff had the absolute control over whether you voted or not. And you had to be a property owner or you couldn't vote and you had to pay that poll tax. But you also had to prove, or he had to basically have zero doubt that you were a property owner in his county. And if he didn't know you, you didn't vote. It was that simple. And so we've really come a long way, haven't we, America? Anyway, when we come back, we're going to get into the counting votes and the messages that they're basically, or the narrative that they're feeding these useful idiots and how to behave. We'll be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our Constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open.
Okay, so where we left off is where they were basically talking about the restriction on when states allow votes to be counted, because many have laws on the books that require election day. Voting does not start until election day. And so they move on and say this: we'll have until December 14th when the Electoral College meets to push for every vote to be counted. So in other words, what you're going to see is civil unrest from the election day all the way into the Electoral College meeting. And so what they want to do is they want to make sure that every provisional ballot, every ballot is counted. Why? Because they know there's a lot of illegitimate ballots that will be in the process for basically unduly and unconstitutionally and illegally electing leftist communists into their position. They move on and say, at the very least, we should be prepared to engage in public actions that demand every vote be counted before a winner is named, putting pressure on the media and social media agencies to refuse to declare a victor, resisting demands to call the vote in favor of Trump, physically protecting the vote count from counter-protesters, federal agents, or white supremacist militias are all potential actions in this moment. And so one of the things I kind of want to put out there is I want you to understand that we have this thing called the media that nobody seems to protest. Why is that? Why is it that nobody goes in and shuts down the media? You know how these illegal protesters will get out and shut down commerce. They will wreak havoc in your life as much as possible. Why is it that there's no organized protest to actually, you know, put a human chain around the media outlet because they do not cover the news fairly? Just planting a seed, my friends. If there are people that want to actually do their illegal protests, because right now they're not enforcing the Constitution, they allow illegal protests. The best thing that could happen is somebody going down or a group of people shutting down ABC, NBC, and CBS, and maybe even Fox, all four in your local communities or in, you know, the major broadcasters. So a lot of red states don't necessarily have TV channels in every city because there may only really be one big city that actually broadcasts to everybody in the state practically. And there's some states like Wyoming that doesn't even have a central broadcasting point where most of the people like in the Cheyenne area actually receives Denver programming because Denver's a much bigger city and they're just closer. The same thing with northern, let's say the northeast, the northwest, and the southwest corners of Wyoming are covered by different media outlets from Montana, the Dakotas, Utah, and so forth. So a lot of times, you know, some of these cities, if you start looking at them and strategically planning this, hint, hint, wink, wink, nod, nod, for those who want to strategically plan how to create a media outage, all you've got to do is get protesters out there before the new crew is supposed to come in, the anchors and everything else that are supposed to sit in front of you first thing while everybody's having their morning coffee, listening to the news. Wouldn't it be great if all of a sudden the anchor is not able to make it in? Wouldn't it actually be a telltale sign to say, hey, the media is being protested. What? Why are they being protested and shut down? Oh, because they're so one-sided and because they're the parrots for the propaganda mill, it's about time they got shut down, don't you think? Anyway, this is an old concept and an old idea. I think this came out when I was writing my second book. And I don't know if it was included in my second book, but it definitely was included when I started broadcasting out of KCAA. I mean, the progressives constantly push and punch us in the mouth regarding, you know, all these blatant lies, and they get out there and they try to control the narrative. Well, and what ends up happening is these propaganda mills, these news agencies, what they do is they control the narrative and they make everybody that is, you know, out there like the Tea Party and all of these other types of, I'll just say, conservative paradigms and narratives, they silence them, they pervert them, or what have you. So why not? Why not go after these guys and actually shut them down so that when people actually come up and say, hey, what are you doing this for? And you can actually start pointing to all of the propaganda, all of the, you know, the fake news, all of all the things that they're doing in obscuring the truth and not covering Epstein, not covering the cover-up of Epstein, and all of, you know, from everything that they're doing, it's always selling you on what the narrative has to be. Global governance, conservative constitution is bad. All these things are bad that we have to invoke communism in America. Anyway, they move on. The disruptionproject.org moves on election day. The narrative around fraud. we will see clear signs on Election Day or the next day whether the Republican playbook will claim all unaccounted votes are fraudulent. Trump may try to declare himself the victor before the votes are counted, or Fox News might call the race. Those who can should be prepared to take action against those who are feeding into the stolen election narrative, including social media companies that are letting falsehoods or incitements to violence spread. Isn't it interesting how they are actually labeling the social media? What social media company out there is in the tank for conservative values or a lawful society and so forth? Which one? I have no idea what these guys are talking about. And as a matter of fact, Fox News may be contrary, but Fox News still does its own cover-ups. They're not necessarily the pearl of honesty. But when it comes to all of these other, they're not mentioning anybody else like ABC, CBS, and NBC and how those folks are going to try to spin the narrative. Anyway, superseding election results. The final case of emergency is whether there are drastic actions taken to reverse the election results. For example, the Attorney General could attempt to seize all mail-in ballots and invalidate them, or states with Republican-controlled legislatures could authorize their own set of electors regardless of the outcome of the election. As these scenarios play out, it is our job. There's some points here, like the legislatures can step in and appoint their own legislatures. Actually, that's incorrect per the Constitution. The fact of the matter is we're not even following this, and this is how far we've gone. We are a Republican form of government, and the Constitution dictates that we are to choose, and the state legislatures only have control over the manner of choosing. In other words, is it going to be via an election? And pretty much it's been hands down, it is going to be an election. But the outcome in determining who the electors are is not within their purview, which is what they have done. They've seized that. And so this, to me, what they're trying to do is they're trying to point that, you know, it's okay when the Democrats do it, but Republican-controlled legislatures could authorize their own set of electors. Just because the Democrats do it, they want to make the assumption or the assertion that Republicans will do this. Interesting, I got to take a quick break here and let you know, I called Project Veritas to talk to them about voter fraud. I still owe them an email, but they're basically going to give me kind of a nutshell of all the different voter fraud, election fraud investigations that they've been able to prove. And as a matter of fact, New Hampshire, they just proved that in New Hampshire, they had actual results where they were able to fire a politician and so forth. And the details, if you go to projectveritas.org or .com, you can get that. Look them up. But the fact of the matter is there's zero evidence that the conservatives are out there trying to steal votes, trying to stuff ballot boxes, and trying to manipulate the election process. This has been a known thing for years and years and years. The people that violate the law are those who have no respect for the law and want to get rid of the fairness of our laws and implement draconian types of laws and mandates that basically come from a statist type government or communism. Anyway, as we move on, as these scenarios play out, it is our job to engage in action that is calibrated with the scale of what is happening. As attempts to defraud the vote count escalates, it is our obligation to shut things down and demand a true reckoning of the democratic process. And notice there's nowhere in here where they are calling for or they're trying to be peremptorily putting it out that they want a full audit of the election to make sure that every single vote is a legitimate vote. No, what they want is they want to ensure that all votes are counted because they know they know they're stuffing the ballot boxes with fraudulent votes. They are committing voter fraud and even election fraud. This is how bad it is. And so, but they're teaching these idiots, these useful idiots that, anyway, we'll be back with the more after these two breaks. So we'll be right back.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and their 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires two-thirds of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255.
Okay, so one organization that is out there that actually is a contrast from these globalists, I'm not sure if any of you heard, but most people, if you've watched Fox News, you've probably heard of Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton. I think he's the president or the executive in charge of Judicial Watch. They've been around for a long time. And actually, the thing I like about him is they've gone after who was his vice president? Dick Cheney, for him getting an awarding himself a no-cost bid or a no-bid contract. That's actually what it was, for Halliburton going into the Gulf War and providing services. And so that was completely illegitimate. And so they went after them and sued them, and they were successful. But the point is that there are actual contrasts. Now, before I get into that, let me apologize. Every time I try to squeeze things in, as I know I'm running out of time, it just becomes a losing battle. So like in the last episode, that's exactly what happened. We kind of bled right into the promo. So I apologize for that. Fact of the matter is that these useful idiots are not taught to think for themselves in the education system, and they believe everything that they're being told that kind of jives with what they've been educated on, that the Republicans are bad, conservatives, Christians are bad, that it's important that we create a government that protects their godless perversions that they believe are important because they've become addicted to those paradigms as well as the behavior. I've said this for years. The education system is enticing and actually condoning addictive behavior. Well, you don't need to work. Why? Government will take care of you. Why do you think we have such a large population of homeless, drug addicts, and so forth? because we're not judging you just because you need to take drugs. Man, everybody's got to check out sometime. They are doing this deliberately. And the only way they'll ever be held accountable is, you know, the judgment seat. But putting that aside, I believe that we need to start actually countering. And I believe that it's important to provide you with the facts that there are counter narratives. And so Judicial Watch actually sent out a very interesting article that basically says, plain and simple, the left is trying to steal the 2020 elections, but Judicial Watch has exposed their strategies and we're stopping them cold in court. They're not the only ones. As a matter of fact, Project Veritas is exposing this as well. In fact, Judicial Watch has arguably done more to preserve honest elections in the last few years than the Department of Justice has in the last few decades. What I've been telling you, since George Herschel Walker Bush, they've allowed things to actually become corrupt. This includes winning historic, accurate voter roll success in Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, and California. And we are currently suing North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Colorado over their failure to follow federal laws requiring states to clean their voter rolls between elections. Our lawyers are fully prepared to move forcefully on Election Day and thereafter to challenge voter fraud in every form, which is why they're asking for you to join their fight in making a tax deductible gift to Judicial Watch now. I think Project Veritas is also requesting, you know, your financial support as well. The attacks on election integrity laws and safeguards cannot be ignored when they are cheered by liberal media and candidates and financially backed by lawsuits paid for billionaires, leftists such as Soros and so forth. So just letting you know that, you know, as I'm telling you that they are, the left has been and are doing everything they can to steal this election with voter fraud and election fraud, there are organizations that are out really proving that it is the left that is doing this. They adhere to good old Stalin's paradigm that I don't care how they vote, I only care how the votes are counted. So you walk away from Election Day happy with the fact that you at least voted, but the outcome is not what you would want because it's already fixed. They are going to continually steal your liberties. Now, here we go. The next thing in disruptionproject.org, false declaration of victory. The major strategic initiative we hold in the context of a coup is to deny all legitimacy to those taking power through noncompliance, strikes, refusals to participate, and disruptive action. We can assume that there will be mass confusion about what actually happened on Election Day. I'm telling you that Trump is actually going to win legitimately and that they are going to stuff illegitimate ballots into the election. This is why the only true answer to prove whether I'm right or anybody else is right is a full audit of the election. Make every state, every county, every precinct audit these elections and ballots, period. That's what we have to do. That's the only way we'll know what the truth is. But you'll notice that the left does not want to even whisper the word audit, because then they know that they lose all of their illegitimate votes. Moving on, this is what the globalists are saying. We can assume that there will be mass confusion about what is actually happening on Election Day and the following ballot counting period. We know Republicans will lie, manipulate, red bait, and Antifa bait their base. Why red bait and Antifa bait? Because they're fascist communists is why. And we also know that the president will use the power available to him to influence the election in his favor. An attempted coup is possible and perhaps probable. In the end, the actual electorate might be split half truly believing that Trump was elected legally and half knowing that he was not. Interesting how they put those words, right? It is in this muddy context of legal and political wrangling that we must take action. We cannot wait to see how the chips fall. That will only ensure more power for the violent white supremacist machine that is the Trump administration and its supporters. See how manipulative they are in their messaging? This is so funny. Anyway, continuing, we want to be clear here. Though we are not a group of Biden supporters, this is not about ensuring the Democrats win, but actually preparing for the possibility that white supremacist violence will continue. So what? Then what can we do? In short, we can resist. Resistance is the context must be more than symbolic action. The context demands more than marches facilitated by local authorities. We don't need to be walking hand in hand with the very institutions that oppress and kill us. What we need to do then is think strategically. It's kind of funny how they say that they don't want to walk hand in hand with the institutions that are suppressing and killing them, but they actually go after Nike and these other corporations that are handing them millions of dollars constantly. Nike has been handing them millions of dollars for a long time. And the funny thing is the first stores that are destroyed are the Nike stores in Portland and so forth. Anyway, the context demands more than marches facilitated by local authorities. We don't need to be hand in hand in the institutions to press and kill us. What we need to do then is think strategically, organize effectively, and mobilize massively. We need to understand and then disrupt the structures that facilitate our demise. We must create our own systems that protect those most vulnerable. We must also realize that there is a real risk if we take action and lose. Make no mistake, this is risky work, but there are always ways to share the risk and in turn mitigate some of it. Before we get into specifics about this kind of action, we want you to know this kind of disruptive action needs to be direct, sustained, leaderful, and sustainable. So now they want to go into, you know, what and how they want to actually do this. And so this is what they talk about. Actions need to be direct. In the context of a coup or highly contested election, we need to be clear that our actions must directly affect the structures and pillars of power. Our largest asset in this regard utilizes the ideas of noncompliance, though massive, broad-based direct action. We need to be in the streets, on the highways, or at the sites of power and power holders. See, they're actually talking about, you know, those who enforce the law, those who actually are living by the legal system that we have. These people have no respect, none, for our Constitution and the laws. This is a Bolshevik revolution, plain and simple. In our jobs and lives, we must refuse to allow those taking control the legitimacy of power they seek through strikes, slowdowns, and boycotts, and public refusal to accept an illegitimate ruling party. Are you kidding me? Folks, this is where we're heading, and I'm proving this to you. We are in the throes of a Bolshevik revolution. We're reclaiming the Republic. I'm G.R. Mobley, and we need your help. God bless.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.